This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. A Catholic university in Ohio faces questions about its accreditation. That's because of a course description linking homosexuality to crimes such as murder, rape, and robbery. The course is offered by Franciscan University of Steubenville. NPR's Jeff Brady tells us more.
Franciscan University sits on a hill in Steubenville, Ohio, nearly 40 miles west of Pittsburgh. With about 2,600 students, the university is proud of its rigorous academics and its conservative reputation. But on Facebook, there's a small group of lesbian and gay alumni who graduated from the college. Recently, a member of that group came across a course description in the university's social work program called Deviant Behavior. The description reads, quote, "The behaviors that are primarily examined are murder, rape, robbery, prostitution, homosexuality, mental illness, and drug use."
As a lesbian and as a psychological professional, I found a couple things offensive.
Elizabeth Vermilia graduated from Franciscan University with a psychology degree in 1991. Today she's working on a doctorate and consults with mental health organizations. She objects to including both mental health and homosexuality in that list.
The state of the art in science on homosexuality is not that it's deviant. The DSM, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, has removed it long since as a deviation, as an illness.
The American Psychiatric Association did that in 1973. Franciscan University officials declined to be interviewed for this story, but the school emailed a statement to NPR. We've posted it on our website. It says the term deviant is used in the sociological sense to mean different from the norm. The school says it, quote, "treats homosexual persons with respect, compassion, and sensitivity." The statement also says the school, in line with Catholic beliefs, holds that homosexual acts are, quote, "intrinsically disordered." Gregory Grundbacher graduated from Franciscan University in 1990 and worries about some of the current students there.
What if you're a gay student at Franciscan University? How are you going to feel if you're sitting in that class and they're putting you in the same category as murderers?
Grundbacher and Vermilia contacted school officials trying to get the course description changed. The university's attorney responded instead with an email warning them not to use the university's name or logo in their activities. Franciscan University now faces questions from the group that accredits its social work program. Stephen Holloway is with the Council on Social Work Education.
The fact that homosexuality was identified in the course description as a deviant behavior raises a flag.
Holloway says there's a diversity requirement that includes sexual orientation in his organization's accrediting standards.
Understanding diversity and difference and their dynamics in society is critical for social workers to be effective in working with diverse populations.
Holloway says his group has accredited Franciscan University since 2001, and there is no history of problems. School officials say they're reviewing the course description to determine if it needs to be changed. Jeff Brady, NPR News.